Opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
I can hear myself now.
A little bit quick on the draw there, huh?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, you know, I guess I didn't have
it
enough,
is Sunday.
Didn't have enough coffee, I guess. Trying to
or here, too much.
I think that might have been it. I've been over here messing with my computer, trying to get a couple of programs closed off here because I forgot my cord.
So, I don't think I had enough coffee.
Yeah, that's...
Dragging this morning.
Dragging the line. Is
yeah, something like that.
Okay, so there we go. With that said, today is Sunday, September 8th, 2019. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
And Jason, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Well, thank you, Mark. Appreciate that. Thank you. Good morning. Yeah.
Good morning. And Red Smith is he's on assignment, so he as Carl would say. He's not.
I'm leaving it alone. I'm leaving it alone.
I'm not sure where he's being assigned to, but I think he had to work. So, like most of us, you know, we don't get paid to be here. And so, if you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we're not. We're doing this out of civic duty, I guess.
Is that what we call it?
I think that's what we call it. Because we actually are trying to make a difference out there. With mainstream media is being such a bunch of liars, leakers, libtards, prostitutes, lowlifes. Yeah, and you know the rest. And so that's why we show up here. And you're listening to 1460 and on AM and FM is 96.5. You can go to the chat room, kcnr1460.com, or call in at 530-605-4567. Again, that's 530-4567. I'm sorry, 530-605-4567. And all of our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook at Mark Kent, without the E. Let's see. Reading Patriots meet every Monday night at 6 p.m., 2570 South Bonneville. Do you know what is going on this weekend?
I believe Patrick Jones is speaking, and they're also going to be going over the rally that you guys went to on Friday.
Right.
And there was one other thing, and right now I just went blank. Sorry about that. But that's the starting lineup. How's that? That's the starting lineup.
Yeah, maybe we'll get some more information as we go. I'm going to try to get the chat room up and running here as we speak. I don't really have a whole lot of stuff to talk about this week.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever. It's just overwhelming a little bit with so much going on with the elections. You know, we went to a Second Amendment rally on Friday. Or was it Friday? Yeah, it was Friday.
It was Friday.
And, God, the time flies when you're having fun. And then I went to another fundraiser yesterday, which was for the Roots Agriculture School, which they're putting together. And that would be Melody and Chad Fowler. And... or Chad and Melody Fowler, whichever you prefer. And
I guess it depends on who you're talking to.
And I'm not sure who gets top billing, but, you know, that's... but it was a really nice event, and the weather was really beautiful. 75 degrees. They had the Buckhorn Mountain Stompers out there, and I got some video of that. It's pretty good stuff. I mean, they're definitely a little bluegrass backwood stuff, but really enjoyable. Had a nice dinner there last night. So, with that said, let's see. Have you got announcements?
I do. I just got this in. They want me to announce about Paisano Days coming.
Paisano
on Friday, September 13th. It's from 5 to 10 p.m. And on Saturday, September 14th, from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. And remember, they have a lot of good stuff, a lot of baskets going down there, and a lot of good food. And don't forget, Butchie Ball.
The Butchie Ball.
The Butchie Ball thing.
That's some out for you, the Butchie Ball.
And that is down at the park. If you need tickets, you can call. Hold on, it's a little dark in here. 365-5978. And again, that is Paisano Days.
There you have it. It's a little dark in here because the air conditioning's still not working, and the lights, I feel like I'm under a heat lamp, so. It's dark, but it's still comfortable, and I'll tell you what, the cool down is definitely welcome.
Nice.
Yeah, definitely welcome.
Yay! And it's good for the fires that we got going out there. I just saw where there's some more.
I guess another one going on someplace. I didn't quite see where it was at, but I guess it's down south someplace. Well, it's that time. 'Tis the season. Anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Second Amendment rally. It seems that, and again, we preach to the choir a lot, but you know something? I think the choir is getting bigger and louder. And people are starting to understand that this is something that everybody needs to coalesce around. It's about our rights. It's about the Bill of Rights. It's not just about Second Amendment. That is the one that if they strip you of that right, you won't have the ability to enforce any of the other rights at some point. And, I posted a video on what happened, and I'm starting to actually do a video blog. I got a YouTube all up and running. I figured out how to do the film editing, and so we're going to be doing a little more of that as we go along here. It's still rough, and I'm still learning. But, one of the things that I took away from it is the fact that, we talk about our rights being, given to us by God. And, and I wanted to kind of approach that from a different viewpoint of, that doesn't mean that you have to be a religious zealot. I'm not saying anybody's I'm not picking on anybody here, as much as I'm saying that you have to understand the legal argument for this. The legal argument is that it is a legal standard that, is in the law where that's what everybody follows that. I mean, so
they're supposed to.
Well, they're supposed to. But what I'm saying is that it's a tenet in the legal arena that your gifts, your rights, where do they come from? If they come from government, which is what they'd like to do, is they'd like to shift our rights from coming from God to coming from government. That's the whole point of a lot of this stuff, whether it's the Second Amendment, First Amendment. Because if your rights come from government, they just legislate them right out, and you don't have anything to say. Whereas if the legal standard is that your rights come from God, then the government is not able to take them away from you. And that's the legal standard that we've been following for, since the beginning of the country in 1776 when we started all this upheaval into freedom. And tyranny being, not a part of our government.
Yeah, and that's why they want to teach the children what they're teaching them so that they think that the government is giving them
that's
their
right.
Rights.
Everything comes from the government, because if everything comes from the government, everything can be taken away.
Yeah.
So the legal standard of your rights coming from God is really nothing to do with religious, whether you're religious or not. But the thing is that if you get your rights from God, then only God can take them away. That was the genius of what the founders wrote. Of course, they were all Christians and so forth, but that's not the reason that that's there. Whether you believe that or not, if your rights come from God, then only God can take them away. So,
and with that, I think we need to go to a break, and then we have some callers on the line, so we'll get to you after the break. So hold the line for us. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Carl's Jr. presents The Breakfast That Got Away.
Ever since you left, I've been broken. When the sun rises, my heart falls. You gave me a reason to get up in the morning. Please, come back.
It's back! Carl's Jr.'s chorizo biscuit and burrito are back on the breakfast menu. Get spicy chorizo, egg, and pepper jack cheese on a made-from-scratch biscuit. Or all of that wrapped in a warm tortilla with crispy hash browns and fresh-made salsa. Get the chorizo biscuit and burrito today at Carl's Jr. Available for a limited time at participating locations.
We're Billy and Patrick. For our friends at Reading Kia, we've got some great news.
The Kia Summer Clearance event is going on right now with exciting deals on every vehicle in Kia's award-winning lineup.
And the awards just keep on coming.
Kia has just been named the highest-ranked mass-market brand in initial quality 5 years in a row. Highest-ranked 5 years in a row.
And right now is a great time to celebrate this achievement with the Kia Summer Clearance event.
You'll find great savings on every new 2019 and 2020 Kia.
Like the 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento, the 2019 Kia Niro Hybrid.
I have one and I love it.
And the 2020 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage.
Every model in Kia's inventory is priced to go.
Check ReddingKia.com for all the details that make a great deal at Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue in Redding.
Billy is the marketing manager at Redding Kia. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details.
Redding Kia Summer Clearance ends September 30th, 2019. ReddingKia.com.
Sovereign Mind Radio. I was kind of in a sort of a reflective, mellow mood this morning when I was doing the music. That's from Braveheart, and I think it was really mellow this morning. It was quiet. I get up early, and so I just thought that we would change the mood a little bit.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, it's a great one. And so there might be a little bit of a theme going on here as we progress. But I guess we have some callers on the line.
We do. I believe we're going to go to Mark first. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Linda. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good.
How
we're you doing,
hanging
sir?
In there.
Yeah. Yeah. So
really living the dream once again.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to add to something that Mark said. He's talking about the nature of rights in this country and how it's supposed to be. And I think the attorney put it pretty well in the Second Amendment papers, because what she said was that the state of California has no jurisdiction to interfere in our pre-existing rights, because those rights are derived from someone who has a greater jurisdiction and a greater respect that is well above government's policy table. In other words, if you are higher than the government, then government has no jurisdiction over your decision, and that really is the definition of a natural right or a God-given right. And that's supported by John Locke, Marcus Cicero, William Blackstone, Montesquieu, Edmund Burke, Edward, in the Federalist Papers. But all the founding fathers agree that we have the human right. I mean, like I was saying in Red Bluff, even a dog has the right to defend himself, then no one can take away from him because he just wouldn't listen. I mean, if you corner a raccoon, he's going to defend himself. So are we less than a dog or a raccoon, or are we less deserving? The only difference between us and a dog and a raccoon is that we don't have the tools built into our bodies.
Well, you know, that is the foundation of our legal system, is where our rights come from, because prior to that, for thousands of years, and the founders knew this from studying Rome and Greece, that for thousands of years, the government gave you all your rights, and they knew that after a while, that it had been on, you know, if the kings changed or whatever, which way the wind blew that day. Your rights could go with it. And so that's why they set this precedence of your rights coming from, it's not even a precedence, it's more of a legal foundation carved in stone of where our rights come from, so that they couldn't just be taken away. And that's what our guys that are in power right now are trying to do. They keep trying to shift where our rights are coming from to the government, just like this Second Amendment stuff of shifting our right of to keep and bear arms to the sheriffs, so we have to bow down and get permission from them to even have a concealed weapon.
Yeah, and it all goes back to the concept of pre-existing right and God-given right, and that basis is from the founding of this nation itself. In fact, before the founding, because even the framers will say that this nation was founded by Christian men and women on Christian principles, and that's very important, not only if you're a Christian, but as you said, as a legal argument, because the basis of this country is objective morality, and objective morality comes from the Bible and the Ten Commandments. In other words, if you accept the premise that the Supreme Being has set the standard for morality, some things are good, some things aren't good, thou shalt not kill, murder, steal, lie, cheat, you know, so on and so forth, and the founders codified those, and then at the same time, because if you accept the fact that these things are right and these things are wrong, and those things are codified in our law, but they don't issue from government, they issue, those rights and wrongs issue from a higher authority, and then also, you would have to, if you accept that, you also have to accept the premise that people are born with certain abilities and certain rights and certain permissions given them from that same supreme being, and those things are not within the sphere of influence of government, because the supreme being is deserving of more respect, more authority, more moral authority, because he is the issuer of all the moral laws that we live by today.
Well, and that,
now, what you're saying, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say that, you know, what this comes down to is that it's about the rights of property as well, because that's what we're really talking about, is not just the ability to defend yourself, but the ability to defend your property, because it said, I think it's in the first six drafts of the Declaration of Independence, I believe it was, that it said the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, in the first six drafts, it said life, liberty, and property, because without the ability to defend your property and your person, what happens is that they subjugate you in poverty through the taxation and the which way the winds is blowing that day. So that's really what we're talking about, is that this is ability to keep the government from not just harming you, but also from taking all of your stuff, so you become impoverished, and then you can't fight back.
Sure, and it was assumed by the founders, because the rights to property were so sacred in the founding era that they really didn't feel like they needed to say life, liberty, and property, because property is so important. It was so common sense. It was so in your face that they felt like that didn't need a specific definition. And I think it was Ben Franklin that said, if the rights to property aren't protected, liberty cannot even exist.
That's true.
Because, mm-hmm. And here's why. Because if you cannot retreat to your property, in other words, in California is very proud of saying, well, we don't have any laws restricting the carry of a firearm in your home. Well, how stupid is that? How silly is that concept? Well, of course you don't. because your home is your property. That is your place of refuge. That is a place where conceivably you can do anything you want to, as long as you're not, you know, taking the life or property of someone else in the doing.
Well,
you
I got it.
I mean, so morally speaking, that's your last refuge in a tyrannical planet is the place you own.
Of freedom.
Right. It's the only place where you're totally free.
Right. Absolutely. So I wanted to say this.
But if you can't protect that liberty, the rest of it is meaningless.
You know, I wrote some notes here, and I kind of wanted to cover a couple of things. You know, Sun Tzu, who wrote the book The Art of War, said all war is deception. And I submit to everybody out there listening that the left has declared war on law-abiding citizens, whether it's property rights, gun rights, vaccines.
Everything.
Take your pick.
Yeah.
They're trying to get rid of our rights. And I wanted to read this and get this is from Machiavelli, who wrote The Prince. And then get your comment. One of the great secrets of the day is to know how to take possession of popular prejudices and passions in such a way as to introduce a confusion of principles which makes impossible all understanding between those who speak the same language and have the same interest. And I think that is so profound, because they're trying to have us all separated so that there is no coalescence between everybody's fighting for their individual rights. Maybe they're fighting against the vaccines. Maybe they're fighting against the Second Amendment, you know, to keep the Second Amendment. Maybe they're fighting for property rights or freedom of speech. But they're trying to confuse the issue through the media so that we all are not banding together and rise up in one voice.
No, you're absolutely right. And look, all we have to do, and Patrick Henry said this, he said, I have not put the lamp of experience to guide my feet. I can't tell the future except by what's past. Well, all you have to do is look in the past. A house divided against itself cannot stand. Divide and conquer. I could go on and on. There are probably 50 quotes that say, divide the people and you can conquer them easily. Thomas Stonewall Jackson knew that better than anybody. He would never go to the front of the Union Army and attack them. He would find a place where he could divide a small unit and attack them. Then he would divide another small unit and attack them. And he was consistently victorious with that strategy. That's as old as history itself. And but what I think the left is trying to do is, if they can find a way, and they're doing it in California, you can't talk about God. There is no God. There is no Christian religion. It can't be mentioned. It can't be in school. It can't be spoken about in public meetings. You can't have a prayer. You can't have this, because here's the deal. Here's the long game in their mind. And they are good at the long game. They're probably better at the long game than we are. Replace God in the hearts and minds of men with government, and now government deserves the respect that God used to command, and government tells you everything, and government gives you what you need and takes from you that which you don't. I was just reading about Stalin this morning in the Ukraine, where he took total control of the Ukraine and he slaughtered 20 million people with a man-made famine, and had border guards at the border when people tried to escape the famine by voting with their feet, if you will. He arrested them, killed them, or made them go back to where he could finish starving them to death.
Well, I mean, that comes to the question. Are they telling us the truth as to why they want to disarm us? Because, you know, they say that they want to disarm us to protect the children. And I think that was the same argument that the guy down there in South America and Venezuela had against, we got to save the children. So everybody's got to turn their arms in, because if you don't, you know, the children are going to die and things are going to get ugly. But the real deal was that they lied. They lie about everything because they have an end. The ends justifies the means in their minds.
Yeah, and I think that that begs the question. If you believe the lie, if you listen to the lie, if you accept the lie and live by the lie, who's worse, you or the liar?
That's it. Yeah, I mean, to do nothing is just as evil as the person who's implementing it on you.
Amen to that.
Yeah. Well, I got another quote here from Frederick Douglass that I got to get in here that I thought was pretty profound. I hadn't really seen it before. Frederick Douglass said, a man's rights rest in three boxes, the ballot box, the jury box, and the cartridge box.
Well, you know, Frederick Douglass was a Republican, too.
Isn't that interesting?
And Martin Luther King was a Republican. And Martin Luther King was a gun owner. And he advocated that his people arm themselves in order to resist tyranny in the Democratic South. You know, the governor of Alabama, George Wallace, he was a Democrat. He was the one that was willing to stand in the way of young black Americans walking into schools in Alabama. And he was a Democrat.
Yep.
And every single gun law in California, every single gun control law had its origins in preventing either Mexicans or Chinese from gaining access to the weapons they needed to defend themselves. Every single one.
Yep.
And we're going to prove that in court. Every single gun control law in the South was designed to prevent freed men, freed blacks, and freed slaves from obtaining the weapons they need to defend themselves. The Dred Scott decision, Chief Justice Taney, the reason he did not want Dred Scott to be declared a human being was because he said, and he said so in the decision, because then blacks in the South would have the same rights as everyone else, and they would be allowed to keep and bear arms just like the rest of us.
Wow.
So, you know, if you say, well, you know, it's the law, we have to restrict guns. Well, Dred Scott was the law. Was that a good law? I mean, we could go on and on with that.
Right.
But
right.
The government of this country has always designed gun control in order to prevent the people who need defense the most from getting it.
Yep, I agree. Listen.
With that, we need to go to a break. And
All right.
We appreciate
Thanks,
you
guys.
Calling in, Mark. And then, Dick, hold the line because we'll get you on the other side of the break. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Hi, I'm Robin Fader, co-executive director of the Reading Fashion Alliance. We are hosting the 2019 Reading Fashion Week starting September 6th with a trunk show at Carousel Boutique. The fashion show gala featuring several local fashion designers and models is happening September 7th at the downtown Reading atrium. We are featuring a fashion lounge, DJ, drinks, and hors d'oeuvres. Support small businesses in Reading on Shop Local Night, September 12th. From 4 to 8 p.m. We will wrap up Reading Fashion Week with an opening reception for the iconic fashion exhibit at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring designer fashion from the collection of Alita Carpenter on September 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. We have so many great events. Get tickets and more information at www.readingfashionalliance.org. We can't wait to see you at Reading Fashion Week beginning September 6th.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
We'll be right back.
you got to like that stuff. I mean, that's... Can you
well,
see?
The theme kind of changed there a little bit.
Well, not too much. There's a theme here. Okay, so we started out with Last of the Mohicans, went to Braveheart. Then we went to Dances with Wolves, and that was Peter Gunn. Except that was the Blues Brothers. Remember the Blues Brothers? When they play that, I mean, I could see Jake and Elway. Anyway.
Moving right along, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Dick. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning. My name is Dickinson Richard.
Richard.
And, yes, we know.
I have an announcement that's relative to the Second Amendment. It's a chance to get the right hardware you need to protect your life, loved ones, and your property. I'm a volunteer for the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, and they're having a three-gun raffle. There's three separate gun raffles, and each one of them, they only printed $210 tickets. The first one is a Glock Generation Model 26 semi-automatic 9mm pistol. I have only 11 tickets left. I think that's the only one left.
I was going to get those, one or two of them from you yesterday or Friday, Dick, but I forgot. I forgot when we got off the bus.
How many do you want, $100 worth?
Yeah, give me $100 worth. That's fine.
How about $110? I'll sell them all to you on Monday.
Okay, $110.
Okay, and the second one is a Kel-Tec model KSG 12-gauge shotgun. It holds 10 rounds plus one. It's a great home defense shotgun. I have about 25 of those tickets left, $10 tickets. And the third gun is a Mossberg International Model 715T 22 long rifle.
That's the one I want.
That particular gun, you have a choice of three ammo selections. One is 750 rounds of 55 and grain 223. The second is 5,000 rounds of 22 Aguilar Super Extra 22. That's a whole case of 22 ammo for that gun. Or 750 rounds of 38 Special. Or 750 rounds of Winchester Chamber is a 40 Smith & Wesson caliber. Anyway, I have about 25 of those.
Those are the ones I want, Dick. I want the shotgun one.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the one I'll put my money on.
Okay, well, you can sell them to him, but I already bought the winning ticket, so.
Yeah, so anyway... I'm going to be, if anybody wants to call me and make arrangements to get tickets, my number is 530-246-9131. And I'll also be over at the Patriot meeting tomorrow at the church that's across from the Bonneville Fire Station on South Bonneville. I'll have those tickets there if anybody would like to have them. As soon as these tickets are sold, they'll have the raffle. All 200 tickets are sold, and I'm getting really close on the Glock. But anyway, I think I got the remaining tickets on most of these. I'll be there. And again, if you want tickets, give me a call. 530-246-9131. My name is Dick Wilkinson. And that is it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Wilkinson. And with that, we do have another caller on the line.
Save me $110, Dick, when I see you.
Yeah, well, sell them. Get rid of them to him, but I'm still winning the gun. And then we'll go to Morton. Good morning, Morton. Right.
Mort, you're on?
Yeah, well.
Mark.
Hello?
Mark?
Well, he's got his radio on, so we've got a guest here with us.
Hey, Mark. Kent. Yeah.
Hello?
Mark Kent.
Turn down your radio, Mort.
Please.
Mort, you got to turn off your radio.
Yeah.
Turn down your radio.
There you go.
Now, what can we do
can't
for you?
I can't do anything now. The radio is off.
Okay. Because we're getting a double feed, so it makes it so we can't hear you. So what do you got?
I can hardly hear you guys. I want Mark Kent to describe our pirate government as a pirate government. They have taken over our ship of state. Then, Mark, please, for a benefit of a good friend listening, a CPA, please give a quick analysis of your involvement with about the IRS and Judicial Watch. It's for his benefit, and I think that you have a wonderful way of handling the situation. And thank you.
Thanks, Mort. Actually, I'm not involved with Judicial Watch, so I was involved with the ACLJ, and that was the IRS lawsuit against Lois Lerner. And there should be a documentary coming out on that here pretty soon. I talked to Miles Terry the other day, and he said, just hold on, it's coming out. It took about a year to put it together. So.
And since she left the room. And that was a lawsuit that we were all involved in and way back when we started. All of this movement, unfortunately, we did win the court case.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was the you know, that whole Lois Lerner targeting the you know, Patriot groups.
That they didn't. No, they didn't. Yeah, right.
Okay. With that
so anyway, we will have a guest here shortly. She is in the studio. She is walking back in.
Okay, we got her here. We got Kimberly Vollmers with us.
And she,
gotta
can't
get her,
hear
you. Yeah, gotta get her. Her mic's not on yet.
No.
You're not on the air yet.
Not yet. So
what's going on?
Try the button. What about over here? The colored buttons over there.
I don't know. Let's see what color is that one. Green.
I guess.
Can you hear me?
Now
we can hear you.
Now you're coming in.
I can hear it now.
Okay.
All good. Right.
Okay.
All right. We have with us Kimberly Vollmers, and she is a very, ardent activist, I think is the word I'm looking for. Okay, we're going to adjust that.
Thank you.
Perfect. And she's been fighting the vaccine implementation in California that's trying to get not only our kids all vaccinated, whether we want it or not. I hear there's also some stirrings in the wind that they want to vaccinate adults as well.
Yep.
And they're going to try to put that into effect. So we want to welcome you to the show again, and you're kind of becoming a regular now.
Unfortunately, because I'm only here because of these bills, right? So well, it's good.
It is good because you give us the updated information and where it's going, and hopefully get more people involved. Right. So in some aspects, it's really cool.
That's why I'm here today, is I want to bring you from last time I was here, the bill was sitting in suspense. It had gone to appropriations, and it was like holding in suspense. And so now it's moved out of suspense. They read last week the health committee vote allowed, and there was protest that day from friends of mine who were in the room, and from then forward, it's moved really quickly. It went to an assembly vote and passed, and then the next day went to the Senate floor and passed, and so because the governor had asked, or he had said to a newspaper that he would give support to the bill as it was written at one point. And so Senator Pan, on that day when he read it to the Senate floor, he did not make any amendments. He didn't look into it. And when he was asked why, he said because the governor had stated he would sign it. So he didn't feel the need to amend anything, even though there's, a lot wrong with the bill. So he read it as it was, and then there was more backlash saying that the governor wanted to see more changes come to the bill. And so now there's something called a trailer bill attached to it, and it's SB 714. And I shared that with Mark earlier.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's like they're lining stuff out, and it's hard to say what this is going to end up being at this point, because it's like the guy wants to. I mean, number one, is he doing this for our benefit? Is this for the good of the people out here? Or is it giving him more control over the issue?
So the accusation is that this bill entirely was because there were doctors writing fraudulent exemptions, which his co-author, Lorena Gonzalez, said on Twitter, I think it was yesterday, a reply to someone. It was I think it was Dr. Stoller on Twitter commenting, like, there was around 4,000 exemptions in the state of California, and they haven't found one fraudulent exemption. And all of their investigations and all of their accusation and him going through this bill since March, this bill has been tracking through the legislature since March, not one fraudulent exemption has been found, not one fraudulent action from a physician. And her reply was yet, which means they're doing a witch hunt. And that clip that I shared with you, the audio from Advocates for Physician Rights, they called 883 doctors' offices, and they said they will not provide medical exemption. So when they have the balance thrown off, because since SB 277, and they said, there's no philosophical exemptions left in California anymore. There's no religious exemptions in California. It only left people medical exemptions to get.
Well, and who do these people think they are? You know, this is right out of Nazi Germany, whether you want to believe it or not. I mean, it's like, good grief. When the government can tell you what you're going to put into your body and you have to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that should scare the crap out of people.
That's what gets me, is that I've been tracking this for so long, watching, and I'm personally invested because it matters to the entire nation. It matters to the world. And even when people think that, oh, it doesn't affect me, or my child is, fully vaccinated, whether injured or fine, I think that it disturbs me because of that. The government overreach is scary.
Yes, it is.
So even though the bill doesn't impact me directly, it does mean that I can't make different choices if I wanted to make different choices. But my children are not in a regular school system, my home school. My children have medical exemptions, and so they would not be directly affected by this bill. However, I'm an American, and I feel like standing for things that are in the Constitution and trying to do your duty as an American, which means show up, which means protest, which means call your legislative representatives and let them know that you disagree, is your American duty. Like,
well, and there's dark forces in this country, and I don't care who you are. If you can't see it, then you're not paying attention. Big pharma, big corporations, big government coalescing around a world government, that's trying to take over everybody's rights, the world banking system. I mean, take your pick. If you don't think there's some people with vested interests that aren't your vested interests, for example, what's in these vaccines?
Right.
I mean, gee, I don't have a choice of what you give me. What if it's got mercury? What if big pharma, spins out of control and poisons
everybody?
Which
they are out of control.
Yeah,
they're
think?
Totally out of control.
Yeah.
You know, the guys that made Monsanto, come on.
There's no end to where they'll go, but I have to take a break, and we do have a caller on the line, so.
Yeah, stay with us, Terry.
Stay with us, Terry. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
SSD Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SSD Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
It's alive!
Mary Shelley's spine-tingling classic comes to the Reading stage in all its theatrical glory. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Frankenstein, written by Mary Shelley, adapted by Andrew Billiter, directed by Matt McDonald. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30. Sunday matinees at 2. September 21st through October 19th. Come see a show unlike anything you've seen on the Riverfront stage before, if you dare.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling, so I just I'm talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done.
the job. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. But there's one thing I know. The blues they send to meet me won't defeat me.
Sovereign Mind Radio.
It won't be long till
96.5, 1460 AM. Always love that song.
And if you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567.
So have you got figured out what the theme is? Let's see. We got Last of the Mohicans, Braveheart, Dances with Wolves, The Blues Brothers, Breakfast at Tiffany's, and Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
No.
Never mind.
I guess it all depends on where your mind's at.
No, it's about movies. It's all movies. Anyway.
Well, yeah, movies, but okay. I was trying to overthink it and thinking, you know.
How they're tied together.
Yeah, how they're tied together instead of just movies.
That is how they're tied together.
Yeah, but.
They're all movie themes.
No kidding. Okay, so. And with that, we have Terry on the line. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. I'm excited about your guest being on. We were with the ladies in front of the governor's office on Friday.
Awesome. I saw you.
Out there, I'm having a hard time hearing you guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Anyway, so we were there, and now I wanted to ask your guest, were you in Sacramento? Are you one of the ladies that's in Sacramento outside the governor's office? Were you doing that?
Yes. So I'm actually live as well on my Facebook, so I want to repeat what your question is. So, Terry, what organization are you with?
We were with the Second Amendment group, and we came over with Clyde. We know that the California militia went in there, and they stood with the ladies. And it was an interesting thing to see as we walked into the Capitol. My wife and I did, and we were chanting with them, veto the bill, veto the bill. And it was impressive to me to see those young moms in there standing up for their constitutional rights. In fact, we talked about this on our program this morning at 9 o'clock on Jefferson State of Mind. We talked about it. But we were there with Tara and the group there, and we were standing right there with them chanting. And, you know, the courage and the position that they're taking, and from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, they're there a lot of times from 8 in the morning till 8 at night, aren't
yep.
they?
Yep. So I started this last week, or I guess, you know, still this week. I was there on Tuesday, and it was me, a woman named Kay, and my friend Heather, that's also from Reading.
Right.
Kay was not from Reading. I didn't know her. So we started the week off because we knew Monday that we were going to occupy the Capitol. And so it grew. And then the next day, there were around 100 people. And the next day, more people came. And then the other day, so were you there the day that Sandra was arrested then?
Right.
When she
stayed. Right. And apparently they got dropped. They ended up getting dropped off at their hotels, didn't they?
Yes. They fingerprinted them.
Right.
They searched them and did
processing
and then put them back in the vehicle and drove them back and unarrested them. And
we were there. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, we were there just before all that happened too. You know, we were with the ladies and we were live streaming them. And I know that when the three ladies were standing up, were they inside the legislative chamber? Is that where they were?
No, they were right outside Governor Newsom's office.
Well, no, I know that, but when they were standing up.
Oh, yes. Heidi, Tara, and Denise. Yes, they were in the health committee reading, yes.
Right, and they were standing up in there, the three of them. And I know that they, you know, I mean, the courage. But I think the thing that we have to realize is we all have to get together on all these different issues.
Right.
We have to get together, and we've got to make sure we support one another. I mean, the people who were doing the Second Amendment rally came over and supported the moms, and of course Clyde Massengale and those great guys from the California militia supported everybody. But you know, I think it's important that we all start looking at this and working together. And I know I felt great about being there with them, and because of who they are, the way they're standing, the courage. I mean, the courage to do that, and their husbands who aren't there, who are working, so that they can put these ladies up in hotels and,
right,
and pay their expenses. And they will take some donations, and I think people should. If they see them there, help them out with those hotel rooms. Help them out with stuff. Go into the Capitol. You know, let your voice be heard. Stand in front of Newsom's office like they did and show that courage. And I want to thank you for the courage you're showing and all the ladies in your group. Our prayers are with them. We love them. And, yeah, we'll be down there standing out there with them.
Thank you so much, Terry. It's amazing, and it means so much to the women who have been in this fight because they take a lot of ridicule as if it's a sex or gender issue, and it absolutely is far beyond a political stance of if you're a Republican or a Democrat or independent or whatever. It's an American issue, and it has nothing to do with gender. And I've seen a lot of chatter on Twitter trying to create divide in that tone, and it meant a lot that you all came. Because I was watching live that whole day when you all came, and Denise, she doesn't cry a lot. She doesn't cry a lot when she's sharing about what they're doing. They are super brave. I watched the whole time, and I'm at home watching crying, and I'm moved to where, that's why I was there on Tuesday, the day before that happened, and that's why I'm going back tomorrow. I will be there tomorrow morning to stand with them all day long, and I know hundreds are going. There are two charter buses coming from Southern California that will be full. And people are going from all over. People are donating money from all over the United States so that people can have fuel and food, and it matters. This is when it does matter, so I really appreciate you as well.
Well, we love you all, and we are behind you. Jefferson's behind you 1,000%.
Amazing.
Just understand that. There's 23 counties that we got the word out to, and we are working with those ladies. Sally, a friend and them all on Facebook, we're all working together. There's also another lady who is working down in the Bay Area who's going to be speaking at the Eagle Forum down there. And so if we get everybody connected on this thing, we'll take this back, and we'll create the state of Jefferson where our kids won't have things mandated by the government. Anyway, God bless you. Great show, you guys, and time has come for 51.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Terry. We appreciate it. And thank you for calling in and let Kimberly know the connections you guys are making. And I just sent your information to Sally. So,
perfect.
Okay.
Very good. Listen, I want to talk a little bit about Dr. Richard Pan. Who is Dr. Richard Pan? State senator. Is he a real doctor? Or
he is a pediatrician.
He is a pediatrician. Yeah. Okay. But he's completely for the vaccinations. And it says here that he received $435,000 from healthcare medical entrants. And yet he claims the contributions did not influence his vote.
Yeah, ding, 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 ding. That would never have anything
when
to do with
when you look down the list, it's Sanofi, it's Merck, it's Pfizer, and all of them have contributed to him.
All Big Pharma.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what is Big Pharma's stake in this? Are they're the only ones that are producing these vaccines at this point,
money.
Isn't it? Yeah.
How many of them are producing vaccines? Several of them.
Okay, but
there's five or six
big ones.
Yeah.
But they're all the Big Pharma.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big Pharma.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, what do they have to gain other than money? I mean, you know, I don't understand this whole thing of why can't we have some testing, some reasonableness to this stuff? I mean, implemented by doctors, you know, they banned the CDC test from being shown out what they did, and they said the vaccines were harming people with autism. I mean, none of this ever gets out into the press.
Mm-hmm. It's the press for a reason, because they definitely have an agenda. When you read all the media coverage.
Oh, they're going to cut us off.
I'm
sorry, top of the hour. Please stay tuned. You can pick that up on the other side of the break. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Taliban and finish a peace deal in Afghanistan, but they had to call it off.
The secret meeting was to have taken place at the presidential retreat at Camp David, Maryland, just days before the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. But in a tweet Saturday, President Trump said he was canceling it because of a car bombing in the Afghan capital on Thursday that killed 12 people, including 10 civilians and an American soldier, an attack for which the Taliban claimed responsibility. Trump said the attack would only weaken the Taliban's bargaining position, tweeting, "If they cannot agree to a ceasefire during these very important peace talks, they probably don't have the power to negotiate a meaningful agreement anyway." And he asked, "How many more decades are they willing to fight?" Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Coast Guard says rescuers are looking for four crew members unaccounted for after a vessel overturned near a Georgia port this morning. The Golden Ray ran into trouble when it listed heavily in St. Simon Sound. Rescue teams still searching to reach some Bahamian communities isolated by floodwaters left from Hurricane Dorian. The death toll is at least 43. Attempts to reach a nationwide settlement over the opioid crisis with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma has hit an impasse.
State Attorneys General for Tennessee and North Carolina, who've been leading negotiations, say the Sackler family, which owns Purdue, had rejected two offers and declined to offer any counterproposals. As a result, the Attorneys General expects Stamford, Connecticut-based Purdue to file for bankruptcy protection imminently. The breakdown puts the first federal trial over the opioid epidemic on track to begin next month and sets the stage for a complex bankruptcy involving more than 30 states and 2,000 local governments. Ron DeRockster reporting.
And the AP says that the share of women going out of state to have an abortion has increased a bit lately, while the abortion rate is down. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You and your family are always on the go. Work, school, errands, and activities often keep us away from our home. Missing important calls at home can be annoying and inconvenient. Now, your important home telephone number can be as mobile as you are. OurOldNumber.com allows calls to your home telephone number to forward on to any member of your family, no matter where they are. Callers to your home number hear a personal greeting from you. Then, they select which member of the family they'd like to reach, and the call is immediately forwarded on to that family member's cell phone. There's no equipment to buy or install, no long-term commitments, and it's only $9.99 per month. And best of all, those pesky sales calls can't get through. Go to OurOldNumber.com. That's OurOldNumber.com. And learn how to make your home telephone number as mobile as you are. You'll be glad you did. Go to OurOldNumber.com. That's OurOldNumber.com.
Norfolk Southern says it has furloughed 130 employees at its locomotive shop in Roanoke, Virginia.
News outlets report an International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers representative says more than 80 workers lost their jobs at Schaefer's Crossing, and as many as 50 workers were affected at the East End shops. The company announced a similar move at its shops in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Norfolk Southern says it needed to cut staff due to decreased demand for locomotive repair. The railroad has revealed long-term plans to operate with fewer locomotives.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Spanish singer and songwriter Camilo Sesto, a popular star in the 1970s and 80s, has died of heart failure at the age of 72. Sesto sold more than 100 million records worldwide over his 40-year career. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez tweeted that, quote, Spain and all of Latin America mourn the loss of Camilo Sesto. His melodies will always be part of our memories. News and analysis at townhall.com. Margaret Court's Grand Slam women's tennis record still stands after yesterday's final.
When she was 16, Bianca Andreescu wrote herself a fake U.S. Open winner's check. She received the real thing after she defeated Serena Williams for her first U.S. Open title. The 19-year-old became the first Canadian to win a Grand Slam and the first woman to win the trophy in her main draw tournament debut. Andreescu's victory prevented Williams from capturing her 24th major title, which would have tied Margaret Court's record. Williams gave the young Canadian a scare in the second set after she went up 5-1 by taking four straight games. Andreescu bared down to take the final two games and the tournament. Prior to the U.S. Open, Andreescu had appeared in just three Grand Slams. Christian Arnold, New York.
Today is Sunday, September the 8th, and it's a birthday for some famous people, including Senator Bernie Sanders. The Democratic presidential candidate is 78 years old today. Former Secretary of Defense James Mattis is 69. Actor David Arquette has 48 candles on his cake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Came to fight.
Our American.
So
Somebody's got to stand up. Somebody's got to do what's right. We're rising because we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. I just want to read this little excerpt here. There are powers in this country, evil, you know, self-serving powers that would confuse our people, discredit our founders, and by their smears and lies, the creation of our constitutional freedoms given to us by God and written down and codified by those imperfect men. If God gave our freedoms to us, then only God can take our freedoms from us unless we give them up voluntarily. If we let the government disarm us, it is only a matter of time before tyrants step in, and by force we will be brought to heel. Many say it can't happen here. I say it is already happening here, and we will not stop. It will not stop until we stop it. And I think that says it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, with that said, we were talking about on the break the exemptions and the government taking our ability away from us to, have a medical exemption or have a doctor examined through this law. And I guess we have a couple
Yeah, we do
callers.
Have a couple of callers. We've got Heather first. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
What can
morning,
we do
Jen.
For you?
Good morning.
You're on the air. Go ahead, Heather.
I was just calling because I just wanted to mention that on top of that, I think the public is being really misled about how common vaccine injuries are. A lot of people are told that injuries are just normal. They're told that it's something their child will outgrow. But there's so many people that are aware of what's going on, and it's sad that so many parents that could be trying to resolve these issues within their child's immune system are being told, you know, oh, this is normal, and their children are going to continue to suffer.
Absolutely.
So, you know, not only is it taking away their right to have these exemptions, but people are not being educated on what the risk really truly is for their children.
Well, the CDC, you know, basically said that these things were dangerous. I mean, they came right out and said it in that one report, if I remember correctly.
Right, to the Supreme Court. And it's just like exactly what Heather's speaking to is saying that it's normalized. So injury is normalized. You're told that if your child has an excessive fever, if they're screaming nonstop, if they have seizures, it's completely normalized. If they end up with eczema, it's normalized. If they have colic, it's normal. If they won't drink breast milk, then it's something that you're eating and you're doing. It's not that they were vaccinated on the first day of life. It's not that they were vaccinated at 2 months old. It's not that they were vaccinated at 4 months old. And their body is rejecting the things in their body. It's completely normalized. Mothers are not listened to. And I want to speak to that, Heather, because I saw yesterday there was a woman talking about other issues of domestic abuse or depression. And when a woman goes into the doctor and tells the physician, her thing was like, believe women, right? And we have this thing in this movement of believe mothers. Because just like Terry said, when he's in the halls and he's seeing all these women, they discredit and they say that women are emotionally, discredited because they just believe something that is not factual. They act as if their Google search is not adequate. And what really is disturbing is that it's not just in this issue. It's not just in this movement. It's in a lot of things where if a woman has something wrong with her medically, she could be in a lot of pain, and tells a physician, they tell her it's emotional. So then you see a lot of black women, they have a higher death rate or mortality rate in pregnancy and delivery because they're not believed. The doctors are not believing them. So you can go with your evidence of what you saw and experienced with your own two eyes, and they will normalize it.
Why don't the doctors believe them? What's, just because they're black? What?
A little bit, it's just discrimination. Like, it's gender discrimination. I think a lot of times it is race discrimination. They are trying to hand you a pill and get you out of the door. So they'll prescribe medication and tell you that it's your emotions, that you're not necessarily in pain, that you're upset. So it's a condescending way to deal with something that really has a root that they won't even look at. And it's across the board.
And it's probably, too, because they go, oh, I only have 5 minutes with you.
Right.
I really don't care what the underlying causes. Right. Here, like you say, take the pill, leave me alone, go on.
The roots of the problem are like the medical system is broken. Like,
well, that's a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing since Obamacare, all of that has just completely dismantled the system to the point of, I mean, everything costs so much. You know, you don't have good insurance anymore. You can't get it. They want way too much money for what you're getting. And then they, you know, it's just out of control. You're right. I don't understand why people can't. I mean, you know, we're getting so much disinformation. It's hard to figure out what the truth is. And people are starting to go more and more to alternative news outlets because we're being lied to across the board. But I don't understand why anybody would believe that the government has more is a better judge of whether than your doctor of whether you should have a vaccine or not.
Right. The government in the past has oftentimes said that things are healthy that are not healthy.
Well, and the unfortunate truth of it is there are a lot of early warning signs that doctors are not being educated on. And when that happens, what you guys mentioned earlier is absolutely true. There are preliminary tests that could and should be done that nobody even knows exist that could determine your child's predisposition. For one, if you are planning to vaccinate or not, you should be aware of your children's risks. And there are tests that are available. Not only are you not told about them, but your insurance isn't going to cover them. So why do they cover for you to be vaccinated, but they don't cover to make sure you're safe to be vaccinated? It doesn't make any sense. It is available to private companies, and I guarantee you your insurance isn't going to pay for it because mine didn't.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the powers that be are very powerful. The big pharma, the big corporations, the government, they don't really care. They want control over everybody more than they want you to be well. So it's just a real problem, and it's because we haven't been standing up to these guys for a long time telling them we're not doing this. You know, we've been dumbed down and herded into corrals of sheep. Basically, with no thought process of what our founding documents said and why we're here. Because, you know, if you understand the Constitution, you realize that government has been man's worst enemy since the beginning of time, and nothing has changed. They always start out with something that sounds good for your benefit, because if they didn't, they just out and out lied to you and said, we're taking control, give us all your money, you know, who would buy it?
Right. And now we are in what is like a medical mafia, and that's what we've watched with this law. Someone tell me the Senator Jones, I believe, I can't remember his name, where he said that this type of behavior that we're watching happen with this bill in the legislature is criminal. It's criminal.
Mm-hmm.
And but we do have another caller. And so
I just want to know.
Thank you, Kim.
Thanks for calling in, Heather. We appreciate it.
I just want to know what Senator Pan's first name is. Is it Peter?
It's Richard.
Oh.
It's kind of close. I mean, you're gonna have a theme going there.
I mean, we're definitely going off to Never Never Land here.
And with that, we'll go to our next caller. We'll go to Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. I've got 2 points I wanted to bring up. One is that the doctors are getting monetarily compensated.
Oh, yeah.
You guys hadn't touched on that, and it's a pretty good chunk of money. And, you know, nothing's being said about all these aliens that are coming to the United States and the diseases they're bringing and their lack of inoculations and vaccines.
Right. And the homeless population contributes to the spread of disease, and it's not necessarily being touched on. I did see something with Dr. Drew doing a special report on some news program because they'll cover that aspect. He did mention, you know, if measles hits the homeless population in, like, Oakland or Los Angeles, like, it's going to spread like wildfire because they're not immunized. Not that they're laying in their own feces, they don't take showers, and no one is clean, that there's garbage everywhere and there's rats everywhere, and they have typhus and typhoid and all of these things that don't need to be around in the population, but don't address that. He just says that we need to have them vaccinated.
Yeah, there can't be any other factor that would contribute to the disease.
Right.
So we have to
it's also not
vaccinated.
The problem.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, that.
Well, let's just open up our borders and let a bunch of people in from a bunch of foreign countries that don't, you know, have any kind of medical care at all. And, you know, that's kind of what could happen.
Yeah.
And if you go back in history, that's what happened with a lot of people way back when with diseases. It wasn't so much the disease as the conditions that they lived in.
Well, and if you look back to when we started people letting, you know, doing immigration at Ellis Island and so forth, I mean, they checked them for...
That's why they quarantined.
That's right.
Yes.
They quarantined
yes.
them. They didn't let them in so that these diseases wouldn't spread. There was a common sense approach to immigration, not this Democratic-run crappy deal where...
Just open the border.
Open up the borders because we need more voters.
Well, I read in the paper just yesterday they found leprosy down in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did hear that.
The plague, leprosy, yeah. It's getting bad down there. I mean, are these guys going to keep pretending that there's not a problem? California's about ready to implode financially, physically. Take your pick. I mean, these guys in their little ivory towers that think that they're running the show for everybody's benefit are completely out of touch with the common guys.
Well, I also read in the paper where the government's trying to figure out a way to make people that manufacture methamphetamine slip birth control in it too, so they don't reproduce.
I'm not gonna touch that, Nick, and we gotta go to a break.
Yeah, we have to go to a break. If you wanna call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Radio. A little Miles Davis there, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. We're trying to get a little culture out there today. It's reflected in the music. I want to talk about database tracking on SB 276. SB 276 aims to collect and track information that includes sensitive medical information about California's most medically fragile children and their doctors. This is a compelled privacy violation that creates the potential for privacy violations and database security breaches. In fact, the CDPH, which is California Department of Health, CDPH?
Public Health.
In fact, has had four major security breaches since 2012.
Oh.
Risking the potential for exposing sensitive information related to the medical files of children is simply unwarranted. Additionally, the creation of this tracking system is an inherent threat to physicians who are brave enough to write medical exemptions in the first place. It is not the place of the state to act as bullies to licensed physicians who are operating within the confines of the law. This system is in place whereas the California Medical Board can investigate and, where necessary, take punitive measures against, you know, when warranted. I mean, good grief, what is this? This is like the Star Chamber Politburo over doctors. Gee, they don't want to, put their heels on the back of their necks, do they, to, make them do what they want, or they'll pull their license or they'll prosecute them. I mean, that's insanity, and that's in the bill, right?
Yeah, and it's misrepresented as well. I was reading this morning about how the California Medical Board doesn't represent all of the doctors in California. So it's kind of misleading when they go into the Senate hearing and Senator Pan is reading, saying that the medical board supported it. They supported it with amendments, first of all, and then he made promises to amendments to be done. And what the medical board wants is access to the records. So if this bill was to reflect that they want, like, you know, unscrupulous medical exemptions being written to be tracked and better understood and to be able to go in backwards and say this is fraudulent, they needed to give more power to the medical board. They didn't need to wipe out the entire state and all of these parents' rights the way that they are and take doctors' rights away, because if a doctor writes more than 5 exemptions, they will be investigated. 5.
Wow.
So that is insanity, because you already have a difficult time getting an exemption, and that's why I shared that audio clip with you. That the, the Advocates for Physicians' Rights, they did that investigation, and 883 offices called, said no, they do not provide medical exemptions. So when it's that difficult to get an exemption in the first place, then if a doctor writes more than 5, you're in a situation where now, even with this bill on paper, like going through the legislature, there's doctors who have told people, we can't write anything right now.
Yeah, they're afraid.
Yeah.
To lose, they're afraid.
Well, they can't
they're
if afraid it's to lose
more
than 5.
They're gravy train. Yeah. I mean, that's really the deal. And I'm sure that some of these guys are good people, but at the same time, if you're threatening their livelihood with some kind of a retaliation, and
Dr. Sears was investigated for, it's a lot of rumored as if he was writing fraudulent exemptions, but he was investigated by the medical board through a false accusation to him because he wrote a letter for exemption in a custody battle, and the father of that child was angry, and so he reported him to the medical board as if it was fraudulent, and they have to investigate when you do that.
Yeah.
And it was found that he did not write a fraudulent exemption in that case, but the board put him on probation anyway. Just as like a warning call out to every physician who thought they maybe might. And that's the kind of intimidation that's ridiculous. So TRICARE was it's a military insurance. So Dr. Sears is in an area where there's a base that's close to him, and he had more than 500 families. Military families that were in his practice, he can't take their insurance anymore because TRICARE dropped him as a provider because he would write exemptions if they were needed. He also vaccinates his patients if they want to be vaccinated. He just gives them actual informed consent. So when that type of intimidation is happening and then, 500 people out of his entire practice drop all at once without coverage, it's a massive hit to their livelihood.
Yeah.
Not just his, like everyone employed in his office. It's medical mafia.
Now, a lot of the doctors are getting out of it or moving out of state or going somewhere else or just totally leaving practices because of stuff like this.
Right.
You know?
They say that we're already short on physicians in California anyways. God knows we are in Shasta County. But I saw a guy named,
oh my gosh, I can't remember, Toby. He's a doctor, and he wrote how many kids would be affected by this law going into effect, because if there's 55,000 children throughout the entire state who have medical exemptions, that's the 0.7% of all the kids in school. It equates to about 55,000. I may screw up the numbers a little bit, but it's pretty close. And so within that, if they have exemption and you keep going forward, the numbers are atrocious, because we're talking about kids that are currently in school. And the way the law is written with SB 714 as it goes forward, any child who doesn't have an exemption as of December 31st, 2019, probably isn't going to get one, because then they're not grandfathered as it is. So all of anyone who has it by the end of this year, pertaining to SB 277, which is if you have family history. So, Mark, your children's exemptions would stay because they have them, and they would be grandfathered in. So if you don't have one, but then it only carries them to each phase of their grade.
Right. So as soon as they get to the second, like, you know.
Sixth grade.
Right, exactly. Then they got to get
certain
another
ages,
one. And it's going to be harder and harder to get them. And then,
exactly right.
And then what's going to happen is people are going to leave the state. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. When you're talking about your kids, and it's like, oh, I have a choice of, you know, ruining their lives or moving to another state that doesn't do this. What are you going to do?
Yeah. I mean, that's... And not everyone can move. There's custody issues.
Or you
got
to go homeschool.
And some people, some women are commenting here, and they're saying, I cannot homeschool because they have to work for their livelihood.
Right.
They have split custody. So they have to work to support themselves. And their spouse maybe won't be supported.
Well, and then are you going to become a criminal because you refuse to have your child vaccinated?
Right. And so there's SB 283, I might be wrong on that, 238 or 283, where they're going to fine people who are on CalWORKs. And I did bring that up before when I was here. So if you don't fully vaccinate your child, it doesn't matter if they have an injury, because the only exemptions that you're going to get following in 2020 are going to be three cases. If your child had anaphylactic shock, if your child went into a coma after vaccination, and if your child has, only for one of them, I believe, has encephalitis. So if it's documented and the doctor will willingly give you an exemption,
that's after the fact. I mean, what you've done is basically, you know, done the damage already.
You must injure your child first is the California law that we're walking into. You must be injured.
And the thing is that these things, I mean, I'm looking at all these measles cases that were reported
in adults,
and it said that more than half of the adult measles cases in California, they already had their vaccinations.
But now they want them to get boosters because of that and be vaccinated so that it stops the spread of the disease, if I understand it correctly. Because that's what I was told,
right,
that us older ones, because it's been so long since we had our vaccines, that we actually need to go get a booster.
In order
to protect the children.
I think we actually had the measles when we were kids, and I don't think that there was a big harm in that effect because it boosts your immune system. Everybody had the measles.
Right. And that's why, to me, it's frightening to watch the mindset that people have, thinking that a vaccine is going to, like, do anything for your immune system, because, like you said, you would require a booster.
Right.
Whereas when people were getting measles or chickenpox, and then their children would get chickenpox, their child having chickenpox was their booster.
Right.
Right, yeah.
And
exactly.
That's how your immune system. So Toby Rogers was his name. Yeah. Thank you, guys. And he's a PhD. And he's very active on Twitter. And I do want to mention a few people, because if people want to be informed and know where to follow and how to get information, I want to list those off when you have a second.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll go to a break, and then we'll come back, and you can go ahead and read that list. How will that be? Okay. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Carl's Jr. presents The Breakfast That Got Away.
It's been 5 years since our last morning together. I still remember your smell, your taste. I can't move on. My heart will wait as long as...
The wait is over! Carl's Jr.'s chorizo biscuit and burrito are back on the breakfast menu. Get spicy chorizo, egg, and pepper jack cheese on a made-from-scratch biscuit. Or all of that wrapped in a warm tortilla with crispy hash browns and fresh-made salsa. Get the chorizo biscuit and burrito today at Carl's Jr. Available for a limited time at participating locations.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Yeah, Percy Faith, theme from The Summer Place, just for anybody who wanted to know. I mean, pretty old stuff. Yeah, kind of pleasant, though. I like that. It's kind of soothing music this morning, because otherwise it's like I'm ready to pull my hair out. I mean, you know, it's like, good grief. Well, I'll pull my hairs out, the few that are left. yeah. So where are we? I mean, you know, you get to the point where it's like you're in the, it's like the fog of war here a little bit. You
well,
know?
She wanted to read off a list of contacts or people where they might be able to get some information and, you know,
ways that you
up.
Can stay informed. And not all of it is on Facebook because some people just aren't on Facebook. But I do want to mention that our current representation, our Senator Brian Dahle, he did give us a no vote on this bill, on SB 276, and we were protesting outside of his office, not against him, obviously. We know his stance. We know he believes in our constitutional freedoms, and he does a great job of defending those when you watch him and his votes in the legislature. So I just want to thank him because he was vocal on his Facebook page. His staffer came out, and they took our picture.
But he voted no?
He voted no, so that the bill would not pass.
Would not pass?
All Republicans voted no. So when you wonder, like, who's representing the people and representing your freedoms, like, it doesn't matter if you want to vaccinate or not. A no on this bill means that you get to choose. And a yes on this bill means no one gets to choose and injury is inevitable. So I really appreciate him for doing that. And so the Children's Health Defense is Robert Kennedy Jr.'s organization, and you can follow and track along, and they do great work across the nation. So they're somebody who you really should follow and consider contributing to. And then ICAN.org, so it's capital ICAN.org, is Robert Kennedy Jr. and Del Bigtree. They created an organization, and there's documents on that website that will blow your mind, that shows the fraud and everything that's being perpetrated and the safety testing that's not done. And there's a lot of great documents you can find on ICANN.org. And then for Physicians for Informed Consent, they have a website and they have a Facebook. And that's a group of doctors who believe in informed consent. And so when people say that it is mothers on blogs that are perpetuating this movement, it is not true. And Latinos for Medical Freedom, because if you know someone who they speak Spanish or their family members speak Spanish, they're building a resource for people to where there's pamphlets and actual ways that they can be informed of these laws and about the ingredients and vaccines and all of that. Latinos for Medical Freedom is doing amazing work. You'll see them constantly at the Capitol as well. And then the Informed Father, he talks from obviously a man's perspective. He talks about the political aspects and your constitutional freedoms. He really targets and hones in on those things. Parents United for Kids is mainly based in all the stuff going on with this bill and other bills, mainly this one right now, Parents United for Kids. And then the Informed Mama, that is Denise Marie. She's an incredible activist and advocate, and she's constantly at the Capitol. And if you want to watch, like, constant updates, and if you want to know how to contribute to different ways that people are, like, chartering buses and feeding people and feeding the kids that show up and having ways to make an impact, then the Informed Mama is where you want to go. She has a website and a Facebook page. And then I do want to bring up Conscious Coalition. The Conscious Coalition is doing workshops of how people can meet with their legislators. It's very important to make that type of impact. And how people can not just meet with the legislators and give them pertinent information, but how they can write opinion pieces to the editor of the newspaper. Because it is not balance of what is being covered in the media. We didn't really get to touch much on censorship today, but your show usually does touch on that. And so there is a plan right now to occupy the Capitol. So if you're in the area, if you're willing to go to the area, tomorrow is going to be that everyone possible needs to show up at the Capitol in Sacramento, because we're going to be there from the 9th to the 13th.
Wow.
He has until the end of this week, I believe, to sign the bill. That is why.
Okay, so you guys will be down there the 9th through the 13th.
Yep.
So anybody can show up and help support you guys and and work at that. I just wanted to point something out. You know, a lot of people I know say, well, it's FDA approved. And they don't understand. That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean like they did the testing or they have any data that says that this is good or this is bad or whatever. That doesn't mean that they've done anything.
What I want to encourage people is to pay attention to those processes. So when it's approved by the FDA, it went through a clinical trial of like a very small number of people.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't mean there wasn't injury. They don't track these clinical trials for very long. The TDAP was 4 days. 4 days. That's their tracking.
Yeah.
And so, and then it's approved by the FDA after 4 days of tracking if there's a reaction. And there's a hexavalent, so 6 shots in one.
Wow.
And they do that so for compliance, so that people aren't, you know, watching their baby scream with all these different shots. They added the HIV to a shot that was once 5 antigens in one, and now it's 6. There were 36 deaths because of heart attack in those children.
Wow.
And all they said was a couple of the scientists or doctors on the floor of that committee, because they have a committee of scientists and doctors who need to approve, and they vote at ACIP, at the CDC, in Georgia. I can't think of where it is. They said, I'm concerned about these heart attacks that happened in the trial. So what the comment back is, we'll watch for that. What means is they're going to watch for that when it's in your child. And then it's our responsibility.
After it's too late. Yeah.
If we inject it into our children, then it's our responsibility to hope that we or the doctor knows enough of what injury looks like and it's not denied, which is commonly what happens. So if your child has a heart attack in their bed and they're 6 months old, you know what that's called?
Crib death.
And so usually they don't do a toxicology to see if a heart attack happened. They're looking for if you strangled the child, if the child suffocated, if you had any kind of chemical in the child. And unless you hire your own medical examiner to really look for injury that is outside.
Well, and how many parents that are not, you know, screwed up, they're going to be in shock. I mean, they're not even going to know what ends up for a little while. They're going to be completely in shock to think about how they're going to pursue the doctors for giving injections that could be possibly the cause of this, while they're being told that something else is pretty minuscule, it seems like.
Yep. they're constantly told it's not that. It's actually vaccine injury death. And so when people have gone through it and they watched it right in front of them, a friend of mine, her daughter, she went in the room to check on her and she was blue.
Wow.
She literally saved her from SIDS when she was vaccinated that day. So, and then they did all these tests on her. She saved her from a crib death. They did all these tests and everything on her, and they did a spinal tap on her because they were like, oh, she probably has meningitis. Like how Heather was talking about earlier on the call, they don't know how to diagnose encephalitis. They don't know how to, like, treat vaccine injury because they're not taught.
Well, it just makes you get a bad taste in your mouth when you're getting a guy like Senator Pan getting paid off by, you know, the big pharma to introduce these bills. I mean, these guys are slime balls. That's all you can say. That's the only word for it, is that, you know, they're evil, because how can you do that with any conscience at all when it should be left up to the medical industry, the tests, the parents, so that we can figure out what the truth is, not just give somebody some money so they pass a bill to make sure everybody gets exemptions, vaccinated, while they fund everything and make all the money off of it. It's just, fundamentally wrong.
When they believe that injury is inevitable, I don't know how they can mandate anything. A food.
Right, like, yeah.
Well, and the idea that the government is smarter than everybody else to do this is insanity in itself.
And how many of the assembly members and senators, they kept on telling their constituents, well, I don't really understand the bill. I haven't read the bill. Yet they vote in favor of the bill because they're voting in their party lines.
It's all about party lines. Yeah, you stick together no matter what. So it's about maintaining power is what it's about. And they all are sitting there down there in Sacramento in their nice, comfortable chairs and, telling everybody how great they are and making money. And it's just unbelievable. I don't know.
It's just so sickening.
Yeah, my friends are saying, my friend Trisha, she said, my daughter turned blue right in front of our former pediatrician immediately after her vaccine. And another friend, Amber, she says, my dad died after the Tdap. He was diagnosed with encephalopathy. So
and
it causes brain swelling.
And you don't know who's going to be affected, because it obviously doesn't affect everybody the same way.
A lot depends on your immune system and at what stage your immune system is, what the effects are going to be.
Well, the adjuvant in a vaccine is to cause a hyperimmune response. And so the fact that they're hyperstimulating your immune system, you're taking a risk. That's like all of us taking Norco or Vicodin or meth. Like all of us, everyone's going to have a different reaction.
Yeah.
Some people can filter it out and you're going to feel like what it does to your body for that temporary phase, and then it's going to leave your body. Some people will have a response to where you're forever changed, and it's not okay for the government or anyone to force you to put anything into your body. It's scary.
Right. It's very scary. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like you say, that's one step to totalitarian. That's another step in the road towards tyranny and totalitarianism. It's just, the fact that a bunch of bureaucratic guys up in Sacramento know more than everybody else and can mandate that you put something in your body that you don't want to, and it's always under the guise of, oh, we got to take care of everybody. We got to make sure there's no disease. But then you
got to take care of the children.
Well, but let's let, a couple of million illegal aliens over the border with no screening.
They're also not checking if they say that they're effective, that the efficacy is really high, but they're not checking people's titers. So if you are vaccinated, you can have vaccine failure. Like your body cannot mount an immune response whatsoever. There are people who've had it tested because they're military or their job. So they have their titers tested, or they're in a practice, like in, they get a flu shot and they have their titers checked because they don't remember their last
shot. What are titers?
So a titer will tell you your antigen present level, or your antibody level, sorry, in your body. And so if you had measles and they can check you, like when you're pregnant, they check you for rubella.
Yep.
So I had my titer still from whenever I was younger in junior high or whatever, and had my last MMR way later on when I'm in my 30s, like 35 and 36, and I'm having kids, and they check and they say you still have antibodies
No matter how you slice the pie, this should be up to the medical profession and the parents to make these decisions.
Absolutely.
So with that,
I think we need to go to a break, and then we're in the last segment. And so if there's anything you want to get out there, contact information and all that, we can do that after the break. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. But the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. Enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167, 241-1167.
Grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the latest and leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Free Fire Media, Community Radio for the North State, your talk radio, 96.5, 1460 AM. It's 11:50 AM in the second hour, and
we're almost to the end.
Have we got some stuff we want to talk about while we still have time?
Yeah, what do you want to get out there, Kimberly?
Yeah, I think that if anyone has a presence on social media in any way, especially on Twitter, that's where a lot of impact is made. Because everyone is watching there. So I want to encourage you to go on Twitter, kind of follow those people that I mentioned before, those organizations, and just know what's going on with the bill, and then keep a presence constant. So we have a cover photo where, if you're on Instagram, it is a yellow background and it says SOS, and then people are saying how the bill will impact them, and they're tagging the photo, they're tagging Governor Newsom and Governor – Gavin Newsom. I say Gavin.
Well, it used to be the Gavin Newsom. Yeah, it used to be the Governator. Now we got the Gavinator.
Gavinator. To tag him in the photo because then it shows up on his Instagram. And when you scroll, it's just like page after page after page after page, and it's all yellow. And so we have this constant presence. But they have this whole thing because how they're – we're – what is it called? Because we're letting everyone come into California. What is that called?
Immigration?
No, like
open borders?
It has a phrase. Oh, my gosh, it starts with an R. I can't think of it. So, anyway, that people can come into California, and his whole tagline and their whole tagline is California for all. And that is why when the women stood up and they held their flags upside down, because that's a sign of distress, is that this does not represent a California for all. So it is going to cause segregation. It already does, the way that people think. And it's putting out, like, an okay message to have segregation and hate speech against a minority who are unable or medically fragile, already injured, and they're disregarded. You see politicians on their Twitter posts, like, saying hate speech, like, openly saying hate speech against these families and these children. And then it's going to restrict and remove educational rights, which is against the Constitution, against the California Constitution and the United States Constitution, and it discriminates against children specifically. But not only children are going to be impacted by this bill, because how you mentioned the top of the hour is how adults are going to be next. So what they are doing is that the Healthy Families or Healthy Initiative 2020 or whatever it's called, how you have to have a federal ID now, so they're going to start doing things where if there's an outbreak, you have to have that vaccine, because there's a bill called AB 262. And if there's an outbreak in any designated area, then you're restricted, you're quarantined, you're stuck in your house. And so they're going to start attaching it to employment. If you work in food, you have to have hepatitis A or you won't be able to be employed. And it's going to outstretch to where then you can't have an ID or your passport will be restricted. You can't move past state lines if you don't get such and such vaccine. So.
And I think I'm afraid that, and it's been talked that when kids are born, they may not be able to take their newborn home if the adults aren't vaccinated.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because
so then they have control over that, saying, hey, either we test you and you take this shot, or guess what? Your newborn doesn't get to go home.
Right, which is just criminal. It's criminal. It's medical tyranny, and I would never. And it's going to cause injury. It's going to cause injury because people are going to be fearful of their doctor. And that's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, people can afford to go to the doctor a lot now because of the situation with Obamacare and the premiums. And it's just going to get worse. And that people aren't going to go for a lot of things because they're afraid. And then the doctors.
That system is broken anyway. Like, I don't take my kids to pediatricians because mainly their thing is to vaccinate.
Mm-hmm.
And if my kids are well, why are they going to the doctor? My kids are well.
Right.
And they've been well since they've been born. So unless there's something outside of, like, that I can do at home, then I might, you know, consult, like, a walk-in clinic or something. Like, there just needs to be a radical overhaul of how we look at health in America.
Yeah, well, look at the ads on the TV, you know, like I was talking earlier with the FDA. But then, you know, they prescribe all the stuff for the vaccines, and then you hear, well, if you have this, this, and that, or this causes this, this, and that, it's the same with the vaccines as anything else.
But they don't tell those warnings. They don't even tell that many warnings.
They don't say anything about any warnings for the vaccines.
Well, this is the problem of letting government in charge of any part of your health care at all. I mean, that's where this all starts. We had the best health care system in the world until the government started getting involved. And, you know, people looking for a freebie, you know, it's never free.
The consequences of free.
Yeah, it's never free. It's always for the good of the people, but it always ends up all messed up. And it's just funny how all of the power starts consolidating in the hands of a few people, and they get completely wealthy beyond,
Money.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it seems to be always. And that's how the government worked. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It's force. And force like fire is dangerous servant and a fearful master, George Washington. And that's why he said it. He knew that if you give government. It was like a caged animal. You had to bind it down with the chains of a constitution or it'd swallow you. And that's really what's happening in America right now. And
people are running it, giving up their rights.
Right.
When you follow Candace Owens, that's what she's constantly chanting, like, stop running after giving away rights that we fought so hard for so long.
Right. Well, look what it's done to the black community.
Yeah.
I mean, look what it's done to the black community, the dependency on government. And they did it on purpose. And you know, they don't care about you as individuals. What they care about you is that they're controlling everything about you. They control the money you get. They control your health care. They control, everything. Mm-hmm. And then they really don't care about you because that just seems to get worse and worse and worse and worse.
And then as soon as you ask, and now that's where all the censorship comes in. It's sanctuary state. Thank you.
Oh,
R, you threw me.
You threw me with the R.
I couldn't think of it. I don't know what.
It happens.
I was thinking, but sanctuary state. Like, it's frightening because that is creating that dependency. The more population that we grow California with that sanctuary state, people think that it's about humanity. But that's not a way to serve the people. When you invite and allow everyone who is under dependency and the mass majority of your population is dependent upon what the government hands them, mm-hmm. and it's crippling. It's going to cripple the economy. It's going to cripple our rights because they don't understand and are not being advocated for necessarily. That's why I think with the sanctuary state for the people coming in from different places, if this type of material and the legislation is not in their language, and then they're given a right to vote without proper advocacy about what they're voting for and what their rights are. They're not even in necessarily all of them in full comprehension. Most Americans are not in full comprehension of what their rights are, and I think that's why they're so willing to give them up.
Yeah, well, and once you give them problem. Up, you don't get them back.
Right.
Well,
you lose them.
It's like Chris Ann Hall when she asked him what's in the First Amendment. Most people can't answer what the First there's five rights in the First Amendment. Most people can't answer what they are. Yeah.
I think we're at top of the hour. We want to thank you for coming in, and please keep us updated anytime you got something more going on. And even if you can't come in, you can always call in and give us updates or let us know of events coming up or something.
Perfect.
To get it out there for the people. We appreciate it.
Well, we got a couple minutes left. Maybe we should try answering how many
1 minute
rights are in the First Amendment. Let's see: freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, and a redress of grievances.
Which is what we're all doing this whole week at Capitol. So meet us there. Operate and practice your First Amendment right. That's for sure.
That's for sure. So I think we're come to the end of the program, and again, thanks for coming in.
As I said before, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty over security, and truth above lies.
And it's been KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.